Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message. I will be delivering it every day. And remind you, if you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly, 800-306-1990. 1-990-800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's another call anytime for assistance. When you call, that number comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan, a plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number and phone for future reference. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Good morning, Tina. Good morning, Jeff. Glad to see you here. Mitchell, glad to see you are online as well. A lot of folks checking in. Melissa, Michelle, good to see you all as well. Share the broadcast. You happen to have a chance, if you are watching us on your Facebook and it's safe to do so, please, please, please share the podcast. Don't keep us a secret. Celebrating today, National Lollipop Day today. I don't know about that.
Oh.
Can we skip ahead to tomorrow and celebrate Junk Food Day? I think I would go for that. What do you think? Anybody have an opinion on that one? Nothing coming up on that, I guess. Oh, well. Moving along, what's the markets doing? Dow Jones Industrial Average down 46 points. Oil down 31 cents per barrel. We've seen that one happen in the past before as well. The U.S. 10-year Treasury down about almost 3 basis points. 2.243 is the yield on that 10-year Treasury. So we're, I guess the guys are a little slow this morning, but they showed up. Got to appreciate them being here at least a little bit. So we got the 10-year Treasury interest rates head down a little bit. Freddie Mac Mortgage Market Survey this morning, 3.96. Got to pay a little few points, about a half a point for that. But 3.96 is the 30-year fixed rate loan. It was 4.03. We were looking last year, this time 3.45. So we're about a half a point, half a percentage point higher right now than we were last year this time on the Freddie Mac number. And that's the one we watch all the time, because that way we can just report that to you. We don't have to go into the APRs and all the other legal issues. Anytime you see an interest rate, if somebody posts or shares an interest rate or a down payment, got to include the APR. That is the law. So don't get fooled if you're not seeing that. Jobless claims coming out this morning as well as that Freddie Mac number. So the jobless claims we're seeing right now at 233,000. The economists were expecting a jobless claim report of 245,000. Nice to see that the report is coming out a little bit better than what the expectations were. We're pretty close to a 5-month low, so it's giving us some good signs of a strong market, strong economy. Will probably also tell us that the Federal Reserve gives them a little bit of cover to continue their mission of increasing interest rates. So far, that has not, as you can see, had a huge effect on our mortgage rates. Hasn't had a huge effect on what's going on in 10-year treasuries as well. Stock market continues to do very, very well. The economist polled by Reuters had forecast claims to be 245,000. It was the 124th. Straight week that claims remained below 300,000. That's a threshold associated with a robust labor market. Longest stretch since 1970, when the market was smaller. Labor market near full employment with a jobless rate at 4.4%. I know that's what the headlines constantly want us to believe. But think about this. We've only got about a 62-63% labor participation rate. So with the labor participation rate, get more people back into the economy, cut back on that Medicare, cut back on those food stamps, or increase the qualification requirements. That's what I like. I like the increased qualification requirements, just because you got to have a safety net. You got to make sure that those who really need it are getting it. But the idea is not that those who don't need it just sit home on their fannies or continue to, you know, indulge in whatever substances they like to indulge in. Just a thought right there. European Central Bank, little new information at their meeting today. Thought they might discuss what they're going to do with their bonds and their bond purchase programs. Not a whole lot of information there. Fed Philly Regional Manufacturing Index below consensus this morning, so that's not a good issue there. Love seeing this report. I thought it was very fascinating. Americans, according to the report again, Americans say they back a higher gas tax to fix crumbling roads. Got that concept. I'm going to share
this
with
you. Ridiculous.
Yeah, it is ridiculous. In fact, how slow my guys are, it's a little ridiculous too. But here's the issue. 55%, according to a Bloomberg National poll, say they would support an increase in the gas tax. Hasn't been done since the Clinton administration in 1993. 51% of Republicans, 67% of Democrats back this. The question is, will they really use the money as they tell us? So many times when we give Washington an arm, they say, well, we're going to fix the roads. And then you have some governor like Brown who says, well, we don't really want to fix those. What we're going to do is we're going to take and build a train from somewhere that no one's ever heard of. And it's going to go somewhere no one ever wants to go to. So you wonder, why do you keep increasing the gas tax? I like I'm not a big fan of it, but I know that we have the toll roads. You know, it's called a use tax. You use it, you pay for it. What's the problem with that? Just a thought. I know that none of us want to see those big toll road bills coming in, and we do need to have some sort of a safety vehicle there as well. But how are you going to – the gas tax is really hitting the people who may have the least disposable money, and that's a big question mark as well. Part of it, and it fascinates me, when I see the concept that the – Democrats are for it, because the Democrats consistently talk about the idea that they're for the little guy. And then they say, well, they're all for a gas tax. Who gets penalized the most by a gas tax? Is it the wealthy person that just bought a $100,000 Tesla? No, they're not the ones that are getting hit by the gas tax. It's the guy that's driving a Pinto that doesn't get any mileage per gallon anymore and is going and buying a lot of gas. So they get taxed the most. Is that the idea? Is that what we want to do? I question that one. Freedom Works, it's a pack out there. They're coming out. They're going to come out with the Freedom Traders Award. And I'm going to say that's a great one. I think that's a smoking idea if my guys wake up here. Freedom Traders Award. That's what they're talking about. They're basically going to go to all of the senators and representatives in Congress, all the ones that voted for repealing Obamacare.
Okay.
I told you they're a little slow. But they're going to all those folks, and they're going to say, if they're the ones that are not now supporting it, they're coming out and saying they do not support repealing Obamacare right now, they're going to dump them. They're going to give them the award, the Freedom Trader Award, a Traders Award. And I think it's going to be a bust. They're going to give them a bust of Benedict Arnold. You got to love that. So if you like the way Obamacare is treating you, Lisa Murkowski of Alaska, Rob Portman of Ohio, Susan Collins of Maine, Shelley Moore Capito of West Virginia, all people that voted to repeal Obamacare, to save America, to liberate us from having to buy something we don't want to buy. Maybe you'll get a bust of Benedict Arnold to put in your offices, and they'll remind you that when you say something, do it. People want, if you voted once for repealing Obamacare, what has happened in the interim to make you decide that now is not a good time to repeal Obamacare? Maybe they can just answer that question for us, and it'll help us understand what they're up to. Maybe it won't help us understand what they're up to. Another institution seems to be falling. We kind of spoke about this before when Eddie Lampert bought Sears, bought Kmart. He's a big hedge fund guy out of Connecticut. He knew that it wasn't for the retail stores. The retail stores have been doing horribly. And we saw that Craftsman was sold off, where it's not only Craftsman. You can't just buy it at Sears anymore. There are other places with Craftsman. Well, Sears Holding announced on Thursday it's begun selling Kenmore appliances on Amazon. Can you imagine going to Amazon?
What are you doing?
Yeah, what are you doing? Going to Amazon to buy a new washing machine? When that little truck comes up out front, what are they going to do? Just drop off at the end and say, You got to bring it in the house yourself? What's the plan here? Just a thought there. You got to wonder what's Sears getting rid of not being exclusive for the source for the Kenmore appliance line anymore. I mean, it's kind of fascinating just watching where that one goes, what's happening in that market. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, 84% of Americans believe buying a home is a good financial decision. 7 ways to manage your money better than your parents did. Should I refinance my house? My uncle has dementia. We'll talk about that. Got a lot to chat about this morning. You can reach us anytime, though. Our off-air number is 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us. Facebook.com/ronsiegelradio. On Twitter, @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10+% return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
What if your family business could help clothe a less fortunate family? Or your restaurant could feed truly hungry people? What if you could help to comfort the lonely? Plant sustainable resources where nothing has ever grown before? Or make a child's lifelong wish come true? What if all you had to do was simply do nothing more than what your business already does every day? Would you do it? Introducing Processing for a Cause, a unique program that turns a percentage of your business's credit card volume into ongoing donation dollars for nonprofit organizations and foundations. Simply switch your credit card processing provider to Processing for a Cause and begin supporting a worthy cause today. The process is simple, and the cause will change lives forever. Processing for a Cause.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. 1990, the Real Time Real Estate segment today being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. 84% of Americans believe buying a home is a good financial decision. According to the National Association of Realtors 2017 National Housing Pulse Survey, 84% of Americans now believe that purchasing a home is a good financial decision. This is the highest percentage since 2007, before the housing crisis. Those surveyed pointed out five major reasons why they believe home ownership is a good financial decision. Number one, home ownership means the money you spend on housing goes towards building equity rather than to the landlord. Home ownership creates the opportunity to pay off a mortgage and own your home by the time you retire. Home ownership is an investment opportunity that builds long-term wealth and increases net worth. Number four, home ownership means a stable and predictable monthly mortgage payment. Number five, home ownership allows for various deductions on federal, state, and local income taxes. The survey also revealed that the majority of Americans strongly agree that home ownership helps create safe, secure, and stable environments. The bottom line, home ownership has always been and still is a crucial part of the American dream. If you're contemplating home ownership, let's chat about it. Give me a call at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. We'll put together a game plan for you to own your own home. That's the idea of owning your own home. So let's just see what, how we can help. The great, and those are just a few of the items. Now, what are some of the myths? Every once in a while, there's an image on Friday afternoons generally of myths about buying a home. And if you're thinking about this, I want to make sure we dispel some of the myths that many, many people are listening to. Number one myth, interest rates are still below historic numbers. So don't, just because interest rates are not as low as they were last year, and I shared those numbers with you. Last year, they were at 3.4. That was the Freddie Mac mortgage market survey rate. Today, they're at 3.96. Is that going to be enough to stop you from achieving your family's dreams? 88% of property managers raised their rent in the last 12 months. 88%. And the credit score requirements for mortgage approval continues to fall. So think about this concept. All loans, May 2017 that closed, 723 was the FICO score for all loans. 4 years ago, 2013, it was 743. So the loans, the FICO scores are dropping. FHA loans, 683. Now that means, remember, that's an average. So that means there were people that got FHA loans with a score less than 683. That means you can do it too. Game plan. Down payments under 20% are the new norm. Under 20%. 70 first-time buyers put less than 20% down in May. 60% of first-time buyers put less than 6% in May. The average down payment for all buyers, the average down payment is 10%. So don't think that you have to have a perfect credit score. Don't think that you have to have 20% down payment. Those are myths. You got to understand all those things. If you want to buy a house, the idea here is, and I probably tell 5 or 10 people a week, let's have a conversation. Let's see where you are today. Let's see what your goals are today. And let's understand how to get you on the path that you really want to be on. Now, if you don't know where you want to go, so do you get on Highway 805? Do you get on the 405? Do you get on the 10, the 91? North, south, east, west. Well, if you go far enough west or south, you're going to hit the ocean. So then you'll know you're there. Think about that. Rent.com survey, 88% of property managers raised their rent in the past 12 months, and there does not appear any signs of stopping that. 53% said that they were more likely to bring in a new tenant at a higher rate than renegotiate and renew a lease with a current tenant that they already know. 53% are in that category. And that's according to Rent.com. So all these numbers, Ellie Mae, Rent.com, Freddie Mac, these are all big institutions that are all saying the exact same thing. And some additional reasons to buy. Here, you know, these are basic numbers that I like to share with you. CoreLogic's latest home price index reports that home prices have appreciated by 7.1% over the last 12 months. The same report predicts that prices will continue to increase at a rate of 4.9% over the next year. The bottom in home prices is gone. Now, we all know that. Prices are not depreciating, dropping on home prices. Home values will continue to appreciate for years. Waiting does not make sense. Mortgage interest rates are projected to increase. Freddie Mac's primary mortgage interest rate for a 30-year mortgage, I already told you that, 3.96%. Most experts predict they're going to begin to rise over the next 12 months. The Mortgage Bankers Association, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, National Association of Realtors, are in unison projecting that rates will increase by this time next year. They said the same thing last year, and look where we are. We're a 0.5% higher today than we were 1 year ago this date. You are paying a mortgage. I know that I say this all the time. There's a lot of people that don't want to hear it. You are paying a mortgage. If you just signed a lease, you're paying a mortgage. If you just are renting, you pay a new mortgage. You're paying either your mortgage or somebody else's mortgage. There are some renters who have not yet purchased a home because they're uncomfortable taking on the obligation. Well, you're doing it anyway. You're paying yours or your landlord. You're obligated to your landlord or to yourself. Who would you rather be obligated to? As an owner, your mortgage payment is a form of forced savings that allows you to have equity in your home that you tap into later in life. As a renter, you guarantee your landlord is the person with that equity. Do you want to put that housing cost to work for you, or you want to keep it working for your landlord? And it's time to move on with your life. The cost of a home is determined by two major components: the price of the home and the current mortgage rate. It appears both are on the rise. But what if they weren't? Would you wait? Look at the actual reason you're buying and decide if it's worth waiting. Whether you want to have a great place for your children to grow up, you want your family to be safer, or you just want to have control over renovations. Maybe you want to have control of whether you can have a dog or a cat or not. Maybe now is the time to write. If the right thing for you and your family is to purchase a home this year, buying sooner rather than later could lead to substantial savings, and you are listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets when we come back. Ways to manage your money better than your parents did. Family member with dementia and they've got a paid off house. Should they refinance that? We'll talk about it. And some ways to save biggest, or what are 13 jobs with the biggest recent salary increases. That and more. You can reach us anytime off air, number 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
What if your family business could help clothe a less fortunate family? Or your restaurant could feed truly hungry people? What if you could help to comfort the lonely? Plant sustainable resources where nothing has ever grown before? Or make a child's lifelong wish come true? What if all you had to do was simply do nothing more than what your business already does every day? Would you do it? Introducing Processing for a Cause, a unique unique program that turns a percentage of your business's credit card volume into ongoing donation dollars from nonprofit organizations and foundations. Simply switch your credit card processing provider to Processing for a Cause and begin supporting a worthy cause today. The process is simple, and the cause will change lives forever. Processing for a Cause.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Your Credit Matters segment today being brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report, and it is wrong. What are you doing about it? Credit Sanitizer has the solutions for you. Ways to manage money better than your parents did. Every generation has their own habits when it comes to money, whether it was our parents stashing cash in paint cans or their bedroom mattresses, or our great-grandparents balking at investing after the Great Depression. Generational events help mold how we manage our lives. Sometimes a good thing, learning to be frugal after living through hard times, can leave you better off, for example. Then again, some financial habits from decades ago have absolutely left people worse off. If your goal is avoiding many of the financial pitfalls your parents or their parents fell into, you should strive to learn positive money habits while unlearning any lessons stifle wealth. So here's some information from financial planners, and I will tell you that I am not a financial planner, so I don't have the licensing, don't give advice. Number one, avoid placing blind trust in financial advisors. No blind trust here. Your parents and their parents likely met with a financial planner during their lives. They didn't have as much information at their disposal as we do hired professional help. Unfortunately, many place too much trust in the financial professionals they hired. Without much oversight, old school financial advisors were able to line their own pockets at their clients' expense, usually by selling them high cost investments with low return. They didn't understand. To avoid falling victim to bad advice, you should learn as much about investing as you can. Dedicate yourself to learn about investing so you can make educated decisions about your retirement rather than risking led down a wrong and costly path. In the age of technology, educating yourself about finances can be free and done in the comfort of your own home. You should still consider hiring a financial advisor. Don't put blind trust in them. You know, and nowadays we don't put blind trust in a doctor. We don't put blind trust in a lawyer, in an accountant. Why not a financial advisor? Diversify your investments. Many people from the older generation have a narrow view of what it means to invest. Unfortunately, they tend to believe that their way is the best way, even if it's not the best way for their kids. If the parents are risk averse, they tell their kids to save money in bank CDs pay down debt and avoid things like equities. Not really a good idea. If the family's wealth was primarily made in private business, they encourage their children to focus their capital on business. While many of these strategies can be successful when it comes to building wealth, there is no single best strategy. None. Diversifying a family's balance sheet is valuable way beyond its means and lower overall risk and to create multiple sources of income. Switch employers when it benefits you. Our parents' generation was strikingly loyal to a single employer, often to their detriment. Even when they had the opportunity to make more money, they often eschewed that option based on a misguided sense of duty. Many people just put their heads down and went to work every day, never thinking that there might be a better opportunity across the street. While loyalty is admirable, the advice to stick with a single employer for life is rather outdated today. You can be loyal to your employer, of course, but need to be more strategic about your career advancement. Plan for a lengthy retirement. These days, people are living significantly longer. For the younger generation, that means we need to save up more cash to retire. As life expectancy continues to grow, present and future retirees will need to plan for a retirement that could span the course of several decades. It's not just several years. When Social Security came out, the idea was you got Social Security at 62 because the lifespan was like 63. It'd be around too long. Now, retire at 62, your lifespan's 85 or 90 years old. What's it going to be when you get there? Whether you sit down with a financial advisor or plan your investments yourself, make sure you're planning for a lengthy and expensive retirement. According to the Social Security Administration, men and women who reach the age of 65 can expect to live until ages 84.3 and 86.6, respectively. Put your own financial health first. Our parents placed a lot of faith in higher education, so much so that many worked hard to pay for their children's college education while neglecting their own retirement needs. This is a mistake, said financial advisors. No matter what, you should remember you can't borrow money for retirement. And once you reach retirement age and find you're short on cash, that's too late. Learn basic financial education early. In many families, the topic of money has always been taboo. You don't speak of it because it's rude or because it's an adult topic that shouldn't be discussed with kids. But not talking about money can be devastating for young people who reach adulthood without basic financial knowledge. Because of this, most financial advisors agree today's parents should teach their kids money basics like budgeting to manage credit scores. Let's face it, it almost completely falls on the parents to be the money professors. It's rarely touched upon in our education system. If you don't teach your kids about money, you can expect them to learn their lessons the hard way. Number 7, build a lifestyle that doesn't require debt. Today's climate of cheap and easy credit started decades ago. Unfortunately, many of our parents embraced the idea of borrowing money to buy things they couldn't afford. This has led to the acceptance of ideas like perpetual car payments. Maybe I'm a fan of the mortgage, but done the right way. I'll teach you about that as we go get along. Today's workers would be wise to reject the easy credit atmosphere that is so prevalent today. The less money you owe, the more options you have. And when it comes to building a life you truly love, the more options you have, the better off you'll be. Think about that concept. And I've shared with you this morning already that the Freddie Mac Mortgage Market Survey tells us that interest rates are at 3.96% for a 30-year fixed-rate loan. Don't know if you're qualified for that, but that's where that rate is today. Now, if you think about that concept, and then we've shown you some places where you've got a fairly safe and secure area where you can invest at 6%, or with the insurance companies where they're averaging 8 or 10% over a long time. Who knows what they'll do in the future? Think about some of those options, and then you look at borrowing at 3.96, less your tax advantage to that. So you're probably borrowing right around 3% net after tax benefit. If you can get that money working for you instead of sitting under the pillow at your house making you absolutely nothing, don't you think you're better off? Even if you get an extra 3%, if the spread, that delta, is just 3%, between what you're borrowing at and what you can earn at, Maybe you can earn that money in a tax-deferred or tax-free style. Those are some big benefits for you. You got to think about all of those options. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate current events and the financial market when we come back. Sick uncle. Should they refinance the house? We'll talk about that in the mortgage minute. And a lot of other stuff to talk to you about as well. Job, the biggest recent salary increases, four ways to have your dream honeymoon without paying a dime. States facing the most foreclosures right now. There's a pretty logical reason for that as well. Stay tuned. You can reach us anytime at our offer number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Do you own real estate or have assets over $150,000? Do you know one of your heirs will be the probate courts and the IRS? If you don't have a living trust, you will go through probate. Call Heritage Financial Services toll-free at 1-855-434-7400 for a free review. Check us out on Facebook, Heritage Financial Service in Lake Forest, California. That's 1-855-434-7400. Again, 1-855-434-7400.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Isn't it time you found out the truth about FHA-insured home equity conversion? No, it's not your grandfather's reverse mortgage. This just may be the finest financial planning strategy available for all homeowners of retirement age. Helping protect what you've earned is the job of your board of directors with continued education. Major research has shown that using a HECM will significantly enhance the success rate of a retiree's portfolio and legacy. Please allow us to educate. For your complimentary consultation, call Jay Kaplan at 949-300-3855. That's 949-300-3855. 3855.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at RonSiegelRadio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-4502.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. 1990. Glad to see you on with us, Robin. Thanks. I appreciate that. We do try to find new ideas all the time for you, new information all the time for you, just to share. It's all the stuff that we're living through, like just like everybody else that's on the broadcasts. Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by our friends over at Gold Star Mortgage. When you're ready for that fast pass approval, Gold Star has the programs for you. 17-day escrow. You can close in 17 days once you have a fast pass. A lot of the work is already done ahead of time. I saw this message come in, and it came in with a question mark asking us about the concept of refinancing and the idea of, it's a family member has dementia. And they paid off their house recently. They were ill, and the dementia has gone moved to rapidly progress or regress. I don't know how you say progress when you're talking about dementia. But the question came up that the individual needs full-time care, an in-home care provider 24 hours a day. It costs about $20, $25 an hour for that. The expense is going to really put a big hardship on the family. Yet he's got this property that is totally free and clear. Now, the question becomes, number one, I am never, ever a fan of paying off a mortgage. And this is the exact reason why. Well, this person's uncle, now, I don't know if he could even qualify for a new loan. I don't know where his situation is as far as where his cognitive faculties are. So if he's still got his faculties, if he's got enough to understand where he is, here's the issue is, number one, never, ever have your house paid off. That is a highest risk investment you can have. Why? Well, the only option right now is selling the house. They can't encumber debt because maybe the uncle doesn't even understand the idea of the debt. I don't know. Again, does he qualify to take on any debt? If you're in Southern California, you got a $500,000 house and you're looking to try and refinance a $500,000 house, do you know how much money you've got to have for that? Well, he's probably already using that money for his health care issues or needs, right? So the question then becomes, I'm looking at a $500,000 loan for right now for somebody, you're talking about right around $3,600 a month being the payment plus taxes and insurance, $3,600 a month for a $500,000 loan. Can they qualify? I don't know. So here's the issue. As we get older, if you've got a home that's paid off, well, number one, correct that situation. Now, don't take the money to go buy a new car, a new boat, or toys. Don't put it into items that are just going to expel, you know, to diminish that money. What I recommend you do is talk to our friend Jay Kaplan, get the reverse mortgage in this particular situation. That way, payments are optional. You can deal with the taxes. That'll become a benefit and an option there as well. You don't have to worry about the tax implications because there are benefits to that. If you're deferring the payment, well, then you don't get the tax write-off. But then you've got a windfall of money. You've got your required mandatory distribution from a qualified account. If you get the right kind of a reverse mortgage, and there are different kinds, but if you get the right kind, well, then maybe what the option becomes is how about taking and putting that required mandatory distribution, RMD, and put that money into pay down your reverse mortgage. That creates a taxable event. So you're collecting the money, you have to pay taxes on it, you pay down the reverse mortgage, you get the interest deduction write-off. And in this case with the uncle with dementia, now you can use some of the liquidity or the assets of the property to help pay that $20 an hour health care provider. Think about that part of it. Now, you want to talk to our friends. You make sure you've got good counsel from a lawyer. And the reason being is you want to make sure you structure this properly because you don't want to lose any of their benefits, of Uncle's benefits here. You don't want to lose any of those benefits that you're going to get from Social Security or Medicare or any of those other issues. There are certain benefits. You don't want to have to use up all of their assets. So we want you, and I think next week we've got Laura Meyer coming in from Meyer Law Firm, trust attorney. And she might be able to share some information. She will be sharing some information because they're also going to be talking about elder law. We want to understand how all these implications play into the same situation, because when you're talking about the elder law issue and you're talking about the trust and end-of-life planning, especially when one's got a cognitive disability, you got to get it done while they've still got faculties to make financial decisions. You might have to have some doctor involvement in that as well. So you want to make sure you get these things done in a timely manner before you have any kind of problems. That is the Mortgage Minute, again, brought to you by our friends over at Gold Star Mortgage. Are still seeing, starting to get back into it, that we're starting to see more and more people who are having some challenges with foreclosures and possibly even moving back to a short sale market. Is it because of the market? Is it because of another bubble forming? No, it's not. What we're seeing is it really is the opposite. It was something that we forecast for you 10 years ago, 8 years ago, that when the loan modification world came into play, what happened is that they were income-based loan modifications, and they were done with a early rate, an early start rate, and then they continued on, and they moved forward to a graduated increase in interest rates. Now, you look at it and you say, okay, I got a 2% interest rate is where a lot of these had as a start rate. And then they go 3%, 4%, 5%. But they're already using a 38% of your income as the basis there. So if an interest rate goes on a $500,000 loan from 3% at $3,400 to 4% at $3,600, that's an additional 10% of your money, 10% increase. Did your income go up by 10%? If you have to take another increase of another $310 a month next year. Well, that's where the problems are coming in. That's what these loan modifications did. Now, if you're able to afford that $3,600, what my recommendation is get on the ball right now. start looking at that right now. Get a refinance down to that 3.96% Freddie Mac rate if you qualify. Again, not everybody qualifies for that. That's just a Freddie Mac posted rate. Can't say that you qualify for it. Can't say it's available to you. But to look at it, that way you've got to back into a fixed rate loan program. And just for fun of it, I guess it's not fun of it, but there are, what are the worst states, the biggest, the states that have the highest foreclosure rates as of June 2007, New Mexico is number 10, one in every 272 housing units, and up 1.77% from June of 2015. Ohio, one in every 229 housing units. That's the number 9. South Carolina, Florida, Nevada, Connecticut, Illinois has one in every 183 units is foreclosure right now. I'm sorry, Connecticut is one in every 200. Illinois is one in every 183 units. These are some people that are hurting again. Maryland, one in every 161. Delaware, they are the number 2 state with the one every 137, and the state that is leading the country with the highest foreclosure rate. This is a sad, and it's not something to be joking about. But the number one rate with one out of one every 101 housing units, New Jersey is the state. New Jersey leading the country or trailing the country or not. Not in an enviable position, at least, is where we could put that one. Find something to chat about that's going to be a little bit more exciting to close out our broadcast. I hate to talk about these unhappy situations. So let's got to find something that's going to be a little bit more exciting for you for final story of the morning, and I do have one here for you. Obviously, I wouldn't have said that if it wasn't out there. 9 state parks perfect for camping on a budget this summer. A warm bonfire for my bride, toasty s'mores, a starry sky. Isn't it time you went camping? With student loan and credit card debt weighing many of us down, it might seem like a vacation is out of reach, but camping is the perfect way to adventure on a budget. Instead of sticking to national parks, though, consider camping in state parks. There are more than 10,000, and they are often cheaper and less crowded than national parks. Yellowstone, for example, costs $30 on a 7-day pass. But Sinks Canyon State Park, just a few hours away from Yellowstone, free. So here's some incredible state parks where the camping won't disappoint and or hurt your wallet. Fall Creek Falls State Park in Tennessee. That one's free. I already told you about Sinks Canyon State Park in Wyoming. That one's free. Tent camping is $6 a night, $11 per night for non-residents. Pfeiffer Big Sur State Park, California, $10 per car, $35 per night to stay there. Boston Harbor Island State Park, Harris Beach State Park in Oregon, Rainbow Springs State Park. All places where you can get in for a very minimal amount of money, and there are some places where you can really enjoy yourself. And as always, we ask you, set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to John, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or RonSiegelRadio.com. And remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.